I got to a point where I was seeing devils everywhere. Devil faces. Creatures that would appear to me would say, fly, fly, fly. And not even maybe saying it, but just looking at me and flying around. I would constantly be in this state of listening to the messages that all these characters and these demons or creatures, what they were going to tell me, what their messages were, and what I should do. And life became almost like this whole game. I was just gonna lose it. I was about to start screaming at everybody on the street. I ended up on Wilshire and I saw this church and it was, you know, there's nobody in there. I started going through the different aisles and started to pray. I saw the altar. And I panicked. I thought, this is it. They're all out there. That's it. This is it. This is the moment.
Got a lot of answers I'm looking for in these meds. About time I talk to somebody, shrink my head. A lot of promises, broken things that were said. And I can't get out of this bed. Got bruises on my heart, plenty scars on my mind. Got blisters under the bandaid over my life. Gonna rip it open and show the world what's there. Lord knows I'm not perfect. When everything around me starts to fall, I rise up again to the call. We're all just a little bit broken.
I have journals of it all, and I remember writing to myself throughout, you know, the periods of my life. It's how I can divulge my true feelings, because it's been difficult to trust for me in my life. So the paper was always where I could emotionally get to those crevices, those little corners of feelings. I'm so glad I did it, because at least I was checking in with myself. At least I knew that I was becoming a fuck up.
Gotta wait first for a month to pick up that chick. He bounced, left, it was over, never came back. Had a lot of questions about daddy after he left. Now it's just mama and them kids. And she said, I'll hold it down, don't you worry, we'll find a way. No matter how I make sure the bills get paid. She gave it all and thank God the mouse got fed. She prayed the cycle would end. When everything around us starts to fall, we rise up again to the you.
work hard at telling the spirits, the visions, to go away. And I had to say it out loud. Leave me alone. I choose the good. It was just this epiphany that I had in the war that I believe in, the holy war, the war between good against evil, that good will always be more powerful. My grandfather, I always thought he was my guardian angel, my grandpa Gore on my mom's side. And so I thought that he was leading me, telling me where to go in the good direction. You gotta honor that part of yourself and let yourself fly, let yourself soar. And that's really taking those steps and getting there. Are the steps, and that battle, that fight in your mind, it's all here and it's all internal, and it's making those choices that are the hardest choices to make because they're not comfortable. They don't feel good all the time. Making those choices because they're the right ones to make. I just thought that was so cool, that message that I was getting from it.
We rise up again to the
I was living in an alternate parallel universe to what was really going on in the world. I kept feeling like this weird kinetic energy through my body, feel it around me. It was all encompassing. It was like this crazy laser camera that was following me. They're watching. Everybody's watching. They're all gonna get me, the SWAT team, everything. This was real fear, serious fear.
Feel like you need it. They send in the medic, whoa. But if it's your soul that is bleeding, that slow drip won't help you know.
Walk out of there, all of that that demon that was there, it all of a sudden felt like it just lifted, and it was almost like walking into the light. But I realized that I finally needed to honor myself. And that is really a challenging place that I often have to work on to this day. But when I honor my true self and I honor that part of me that is that magic, that's when I am at that place that I can call happy. I can feed that love outward, not only to friends and to my parents and to my sister, and now to my husband and to my little boy.